50 Ways to Support a Grieving Friend or Family Member. At the heart of MISBE Incorporated, we are deeply committed to educating individuals about the necessity and importance of supporting grieving friends and family. Support makes the most unbearable pain more tolerable, knowing that you have someone to hold you up and walk beside you when you're in pain. Those who navigate grief alone often experience longer bouts of deep suffering and isolation, leading to intense pain and sorrow. No one deserves to go through life's trials and tribulations alone, especially not someone you have ever called a friend. Together, we can make a profound difference in the lives of those who are grieving, offering comfort, companionship, and a reminder that they are not alone. If you don't know where to start to support a grieving friend, we're sharing with you a list of 50 ways that won't cost you a thing. Let's stand by each other, showing up with empathy and understanding, and ensuring that no one has to face their grief in isolation. Listen actively, offer a compassionate ear without interrupting or offering unsolicited advice. Be present. Sometimes, your physical presence is more comforting than words. Acknowledge their loss. Simple phrases like "I'm so sorry for your loss" can be significant. Send a card, a handwritten note can show that you care. Prepare a meal, offer to prepare or bring a meal. Run errands, offer to pick up groceries, prescriptions, or other necessities. Help with chores, offer to do laundry, clean the house, or any other household chores. Check in regularly, continue to check in weeks and months after the loss. Share memories. If you knew the deceased, share positive memories with your friend or family member. Offer practical help, assist with sorting out paperwork / other kinds of belongings. Be patient, grieving takes time, let them grieve at their own pace. Respect their space, sometimes they might need time alone, respect their need for space. Attend the funeral, if you're close enough, attend the funeral or memorial service. Give a thoughtful gift, a small, meaningful gift can provide comfort. Offer to babysit, if they have children, offer to watch them for a few hours. Plan a day out, help them take their mind off things by planning a simple outing. Encourage self-care, remind them to care for themselves, whether just a walk or a nap. Be a shoulder to cry on, allow them to express their emotions freely. Listen to their stories, let them talk about their loved ones and memories. Create a memory book, help them compile photos and stories into a memory book. Light a candle, do something symbolic in memory of their loved one. Celebrate anniversaries, remember the dates that are important to them and offer support during these times. Encourage professional help, suggest they talk to a therapist if they're open to it. Send flowers, flowers can be a comforting reminder that you're thinking of them. Respect their feelings, validate their emotions, whatever they may be. Avoid cliches, avoid phrases like "they're in a better place." Provide distraction, sometimes, a distraction, like a movie or a game, can help. Help with pets, offer to walk their dog or care for their pets. Make a donation, donate to a charity in the deceased's name. Offer a hug, sometimes, a hug can convey more than words. Plan for holidays, holidays can be challenging, offer to spend them together or help them plan. Listen for cues, pay attention to what they say they need, and try to provide it. Respect their coping mechanisms, understand that everyone copes differently. Help with bills, assist in managing their bills if they're struggling. Stay connected, continue to reach out even after the initial shock has worn off. Offer to drive, if they're feeling too emotional, offer to drive them where they need to go. Listen without judgment, let them express anger or frustration without judging them. Organize a support group, help them find or start a support group. Take walks together, gentle exercise can be a great way to provide support. Encourage journaling, suggest they write down their feelings. Provide reading material, offer books or articles about grief and healing. Help plan a tribute, assist in planning a tribute or memorial for their loved one. Be honest, if you don't know what to say, it's okay to admit it. Respect their privacy, don't push for details they aren't ready to share. Send reminders, send them reminders to eat, drink water, and rest. Create a care package, include comfort food, teas, candles, and a comforting book. Join them in activities, if they have hobbies, join them in their favorite activities. Offer to help with work, if possible, offer to help manage their work responsibilities. Be consistent, grief lasts forever, be there for the long haul. Respect their beliefs. Honor their spiritual or religious beliefs about death and grief. The importance of long-term support. Supporting a grieving friend or family member is not a one-time act but an ongoing commitment. Grief doesn't follow a set timeline, and the need for support often extends far beyond the initial weeks and months after a loss. Consistent, long-term support can significantly impact their healing process, helping them feel less alone and more understood. Caring for yourself while supporting others. Supporting someone through grief can be emotionally taxing. It's essential to take care of yourself to avoid burnout. Set boundaries. It's okay to limit how much you can do. Practice self-care. Ensure you get enough rest, eat well, and engage in activities that rejuvenate you. Seek support. Don't hesitate to talk to your support network or a therapist about your feelings. Take breaks. Give yourself permission to take breaks and recharge. Stay mindful. Practice mindfulness or meditation to stay grounded. Be honest about your limits. Communicate your capacity honestly with your grieving friend or family member. Engage in positive activities. Balance your support role with activities that bring you joy and relaxation. By balancing compassion with self-care, you can provide meaningful support to your grieving friend or family member while maintaining your well-being. Kenyatta E. Gray is a certified master coach, grief educator, author, and founder of The Heart of Mispy Incorporated. Gray writes about grief and loss for women grieving the loss of their mothers. The Heart of Mispy Incorporated exists to honor the memory of the late Beverly E. Carroll, Kenyatta's mother.